tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's February 10th, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. This was a busy weekend for auto journalists in Chicago because it was the opening of the 2025 Chicago Auto Show, which begged the question, at $9,140, is the 2025 Nissan Leaf the best new car deal at the Chicago Auto Show? Now, I had a whole article written up about going to the auto show in the 90s, picking out a new car, and realistically having several options of something that I could afford on the show floor. And I was there with a good friend of mine who is also advancing in years, my good buddy Greg, and we talked about 1997 kind of being the peak year of that. I got a Dodge Dakota manual transmission pickup truck with a 318 V8 at $218 a month. It was a sweet little truck. And we were talking about the fact that you really can't, as a college student, as a part-time employee, get out there and buy a new car. You can't get a $10,000 Neon or, you know, $15,000 Honda Civic or anything like that. None of that exists anymore. And high 20s, heck, there was a $36,000 Corolla sitting on the floor of the Chicago Auto Show. So that kind of thing is way, way out there now. So you're almost exclusively looking at used car vehicles. And that kind of brought me to this whole sense of why these shows, these local auto shows, exist. And what we came up with was that these shows exist to highlight deals that are unique to the area. Deals that outlets like Motor Trend, Car and Driver, and even Electrek, if we're being honest, might overlook due to factors like geography, international audiences, or some other term for general lack of interest. And there's a whole lot here about how some of the state incentives of Illinois, paired with some of the LLC incentives and business programs put out there by utilities like ComEd, can combine to bring that number down and make some of these vehicles affordable. So we broke this down on that Nissan Leaf. For 2025, Nissan's originally groundbreaking Leaf S starts at just $28,140. That's before incentives. Now, again, this is a post about value, a post about deals. So that's already more than $20,000 less than the $49,740 average transaction price of a new vehicle, which was recorded just last month, January of 2025. And you'll notice that's just about the average income of an American full-time employee working 40 hours a week, 50 weeks a year. That's a whole lot of money for the average American, right? But at $28,140, that's still a long way from $9,140. So here's how we get there. Nissan is offering a $7,500 customer cash incentive. So you take that right off the MSRP. Now, if you're an Illinois resident, which of course everybody living in Chicago, obviously an Illinois resident, you can get another $4,000 from the state if you purchase an EV between now and April 30th of 2025. So now we're already at $11,500 off that original price. And finally, if you're a ComEd commercial customer, you can score a third rebate up to $7,500 if you spend more than 50% of your time driving the vehicle in low-income or EIEC areas, which, if you're driving from the suburbs into the city, you're driving on 290, you're driving through the west side, you're driving through Austin, even the south side of Chicago, you're doing it. So we do some math: 28,140 minus 7,500 minus 4,000 minus 7,500. You're at 9,140 before any dealer discounts or negotiations come into play. Now, if you go online, you search all these deal sites out there, you look at the dealers in your local area, you're going to find some discounts, $1,000, $1,500 off a new Nissan Leaf. So this could very quickly become an $8,000 brand new car. And for that money, you get a smooth, capable EV with 149 miles of range, whose only real shortcomings are its relatively low charging speed compared to something like a Hyundai Ioniq 5, and the fact that the CHAdeMO charging standard that every other brand has abandoned, and for which precious few public charging options exist. Admittedly, those are very real, very scary asterisks. But for a business, for a park district, for a lab courier, or for a rideshare service, these are things that can easily be overcome and make this something that can be practically put to use in those departments. I mean, a Nissan Leaf would be a great parking enforcement, would be great for campus security. There's a whole lot of ways that that 149 miles can be put to use in a tight, confined area or relatively controlled geography where the public charging limitations don't come into play and this can be a really fun little vehicle. And then closed off the article with this line, heck, a young, ambitious college student who realizes they can fit a few robot lawnmowers under the Leaf's spacious 23.6 cubic foot hatchback might just find the money they need to start an LLC in Illinois and find any number of fun, expressive, practical new cars that they can actually pay off with a part-time side hustle at the 2025 Chicago Auto Show after all. So kind of came full circle. Give that article a read. We've got the link to it in the show notes. Let us know what you think. Now, if you're not a Nissan Leaf fan, you're looking for some other EV deals out there, we have updated the 0% interest financing list for February 2025. We've added the Hyundai Ioniq 5, which has a similar $7,500 retail bonus cash offer that is not compatible with the 0% financing. So be sure to take a look at that. Do the math both ways. Make sure you're picking the one that lets you come out ahead. We also added the Nissan Ariya. This is a great little SUV, kind of overlooked. It rolled out when COVID was really in full swing. There were a lot of supply chain issues here and availability wasn't what I think Nissan would have liked. So obviously Nissan fell behind, but if you've ever given this car a drive, it's a 5-passenger capable SUV, fast charging, and now has supercharger access. So definitely want to go back into the show links and check those out as well. And of course, if you're not familiar with the robot lawnmowers we were talking about earlier in this episode, Husqvarna has new auto mower, EPOS electric robot lawnmowers that it unveiled this weekend as well. They look like Roombas, but the new 535 all-wheel drive and 580L EPOS robotic lawnmowers from Husqvarna leverage the brand's decades of outdoor power products to deliver commercial-grade capability in an innovative package. Husqvarna dropped these two commercial robots at the GCSAA conference and trade show in San Diego with claims that the new model specifically further Husqvarna's commitment to providing autonomous solutions and revolutionizing turf management for golf courses, sports, fields, and facility maintenance. If you're wondering about that EPOS acronym, it stands for Exact Positioning Operating System. It's a Husqvarna-developed satellite-based positioning system that enables the robot mowers to work within virtual boundaries instead of relying on physical boundary wires like other significantly less expensive models. The company claims the EPOS customizable mapping allows users to create custom work areas with a unique schedule, cut height, and cut patterns with accuracy down to 2 centimeters. Users can also carve out temporary stay out zones or be shut down quickly for emergencies or unexpected toddler invasions on the golf course. All very cool, but it's the ability to put the mowers to work without the need to lay down guide wires that makes one of the most compelling arguments that they are truly commercial-ready machines. Another compelling argument, Husqvarna claims the 580L EPOS model can now mow up to 4 acres of lawn on a single charge of its 8-amp-hour lithium-ion battery and fully recharge in less than an hour. Now, closing out news from the Chicago Auto Show and other trade shows this weekend, Rivian will now sell its commercial van to any fleet starting at $79,900, obviously before incentives. This was an Amazon exclusive product for a number of years. You've probably seen them. These are being sold as Class 2 vehicles with a 2,500 or 2,700 pound payload, depending on what spec you use. So something that anybody can drive. You don't need any kind of special license, but it also limits some of the incentives that they qualify for. So if you're one of the people responsible for speccing out vehicles or checking out new products for your fleet, be sure to check these out and ask for a comprehensive spec sheet. Make sure you know what you're getting. And now finally, Rivian's biggest rival undoubtedly is Tesla. And Tesla is having a tough time with a number of stores being targeted by vandals and arsonists. And now the FBI is getting involved. Tesla stores have increasingly become the targets of vandals amid rising discontent with the company's CEO, Elon Musk. In one case, a Tesla store has even become the target of arson. Our own resident Tesla expert, Fred Lambert, has a full article about this and includes information like over the past weeks, and especially after Musk threw out 2 Nazi salutes at Trump's inauguration, Tesla stores have been targeted by vandals. There have been a few examples in Europe of anti-Nazi vandalism. Last week, a Tesla showroom in The Hague was vandalized with graffiti of swastikas and phrases such as Nietzschean Nazis and F off fascists. The Loveland, Colorado police said that local Tesla store was targeted by vandals on 2 occasions recently. On January 29th and February 2nd, 2025, the Loveland Police Department received reports of similar incidents at the same location. However, these incidents were of lesser magnitude than today's. On February 7th, around 7 a.m., Loveland police were dispatched to a report of an attempted arson at 1606 North Lincoln Avenue, the local Tesla dealership. A primary investigation indicates the attempted arson took place shortly after midnight. In addition, several vehicles at the Tesla building were vandalized with graffiti, some of which were offensive and hateful in nature. Here are some images of the mentioned graffiti. The Loveland police says it is getting federal agencies involved. Quote, as of this morning, we are working with our federal law enforcement partners from the FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives as well. Obviously, rough stuff, scary times out there. And, I think for a lot of people who are helpless and feeling desperate, they're going to act out in very desperate ways. So I don't know. Definitely let us know what you think of all that in the comments. It's a tough one, kind of above my pay grade. That said, we normally like to end these conversations talking about the grid, talking about sustainability, talking about money, funding, big projects like that. Today is going to be no different. In a new milestone, TRC, that's a consulting company, has reached $2 billion in commercial ZEV funding. Consulting firm TRC has made a name for itself in the clean trucking space, both for managing and promoting the ACT Expo and helping commercial fleets navigate the increasingly complex world of ZEV incentives. This week, the company reached a major milestone, $2 billion in funding. Over the last few years, GNA, which was acquired by TRC in 2023, has developed and submitted more than 650 successful grant applications and funding requests on behalf of its clients, helping them to achieve their environmental sustainability goals while saving money on the total cost of ownership in the process. Quote, we feel privileged to assist forward-thinking companies to achieve their goals and develop and demonstrate the commercial use of some of the most cutting-edge and advanced technologies in the marketplace. That's according to Eric Neandros, president of Clean Transportation Solutions at TRC. Managing multi-million-dollar grant applications can be daunting, but our team's tenacity and knowledge ensures that our clients will successfully achieve their objectives while they remain focused on their core business activities. Noteworthy projects that receive funding through TRC support include $40 million for the JETSI project, $44 million for Volvo Lights, and $95 million for the Nevada Gold Mine's 200-megawatt solar project. That's all we've got for today, February 10th. We're going to have a ton of links to a bunch of great EV deals in the show notes today, so be sure to check those out over at electric.co and like and subscribe so you don't miss any more of them.